Now, Northern Irish people are the friendliest in the UK, according to a new survey. The study claims we're the most sociable and most likely to strike up conversations with strangers. So are we really a happy lot? Joining me to discuss this is Heidi McAlpin, the managing editor of travel guide Belfast In Your Pocket, and the journalist Tina Calder. Heidi, is that your experience?
Well, Tara, I've just come back from walking the child to school and I smiled and said hello and passed convivial conversation with several strangers. Now, I believe that just wouldn't happen in many other towns and cities over the shuck. So, yeah, absolutely. I think Northern Ireland's a great place to live and to work and to enjoy beautiful scenery within easy reach, that community spirit. And I also hear a lot of people who have lived over in London and other big cities, they come home. Eventually, the ties that bind bungee cord them home, especially whenever they want to start a family.
Yes, it was the family thing's a big part of it, and a smaller community and maybe a lot more rural parts that make us just live a slightly different lifestyle than the kind of rat race you get in other big cities.
Also, you know, the commute, again, you hear horror stories of 20-mile tailbacks on the M50 and bank holidays just full of snarled-up traffic. Again, that is just something we are not familiar with. You can drive down roads and motorways in Northern Ireland and you barely see a car, even on a bank holiday. We sort of take it for granted. And also we're basking in this post-conflict glow, a generation or two that still well remembers the Troubles. And then you go to Culture Night last Friday. It was in Belfast, it was in Derry, and it was in other towns and cities. And it was like a whole new world, lots of artistic endeavour, creativity, fun and laughter, and everyone out in the street enjoying themselves, young and old. It was like a different world, but this in fact is the new Northern Ireland.
I'd like some of the pills that you're on. Tina, what do you think?
to be honest with you, Tara, don't get me wrong, because I don't want my friends and neighbours to come and lynch me. I am not saying that Northern Ireland people aren't friendly. The fact is, I believe we're an amazing country full of relaxed people, more willing to have fun. But let's be honest, we don't need a silly wee survey to tell us this. I mean, to be honest, I think this survey is interpreted so badly. I mean, it's claiming that people in Northern Ireland don't admit to using their phones to avoid speaking to people, you know, at weddings and funerals and all of that sort of thing. I mean, that doesn't mean we're friendly. That means we're polite and respectful. And I mean, to be quite honest, Tara, I'm sure you've had one in the past yourself, a clout round the ear hole from a Northern Ireland mummy or granny for looking at your phone for the football results at a wedding or a funeral. I can tell you, I'd rather not look at my phone. And I don't think it's because I'm friendly. I think it's because I'm worried about the clout round the ear hole.
So we're better brought up. Is that what you're saying?
I think to be honest, let's put it in perspective. Northern Ireland has just 1.8 million people here compared with several millions in cities throughout the UK. This survey was done on 2,000 people, of which a small proportion will have been from Northern Ireland. I'm fairly sure we can take it with a pinch of salt. And let's be honest, I mean, A couple of weeks ago, I did read recently that as a result of us having stopped shooting and bombing each other, we're now one of the safest places on earth because of our crime statistics. Well, that's just because our petty criminals are getting away with it like they have been for years. So I think, yes, we are a wonderfully friendly place. We are a different type of country because we have a very small town mentality. We don't need a silly survey to tell us that. And I think we're not that much different than any other country. I think there may be a little rose-tinted glasses there. You know, keep a hold of your handbag just in case.
Heidi, what feedback do you get from the tourists who use your travel guide? Surely it's not all sweetness and light.
My goodness, the tourism footfall has, to coin a phrase, exploded over the last... My magazine started a decade ago, and you can imagine in those short few years how much this city and this country has transformed. Now, I am not in denial. We still have a long, long way to go, but there are things in place that are going to make it even better. The Open coming to Portrush, that is going to be phenomenal. If you watch the Ryder Cup, and again, our sports people are playing on the international stage, and again, bringing this fantastic feedback and glow back to Northern Ireland, putting our wee country on the international map, we're going to get one of the most amazing sports events in the world coming to Little Portrush in just a short few years' time. And I just think we will not know ourselves whenever that hits our shores. We've had the Giro, which, let's face it, nobody had really heard of, you know. But again, nevertheless, we all know the Giro now, and everyone was out in the streets and everything was painted pink. You know, we are hungry for cultural and sporting and big events. We are hungry for it. We have this appetite because we were starved of it for so long. And I think Tina's doing this survey a disservice, if I may say, Tina, because we are a friendly nation. And yes, maybe it's because we're smaller, more compact, have less, smaller population, but that's all to the good. And I think other people can
look to that. We don't need a silly survey to tell us this. We're just like any other country. We have our benefits and we have our wonderfully cultural things that make us unique and make us different. But similarly, we have the reasons that people didn't come here for many, many years. And yes, we are in a post-conflict society. But the reality is, I was kept up last night because there was a bomb scare and somewhere in North Belfast, and there was a flipping chopper over my head for about 3 hours.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk any more about that. But I mean, there are things happening in cities and towns all over the world. You know, this is not utopia, and that's what we're saying.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, take it where you can get it. This is good news. It's positive feedback, and everyone else all over the UK is reading this and maybe thinking, I must nip over to Belfast, or I must nip over to Derry, or I must go to that north coast for a weekend break, getting on the old internet and booking their cheap flights.
Well, I think, to be honest, the regional press releases will probably making it sound like the Lake District is the loveliest place to be. Let's be honest, it's a survey trying to promote a company.
Well, Tina, what about other places you've visited? I mean, how do we compare, do you think? I mean, customer service generally gets a fairly bad press here in Northern Ireland, that maybe we could do a wee bit better.
Absolutely
on that.
Absolutely not. I think some of our customer service is among the best in the world. I mean, I was in Italy a few years ago, and while the food was beautiful, the scenery was amazing, the history was phenomenal. Oh my goodness, they need a few lessons in customer service and cleaning glasses. I mean, when I go over to England to visit family, I get really traumatised by the fact that the bars aren't as clean and as amazingly well run that ours are. Now, don't get me wrong, ours are by no means perfect, but I think Northern Ireland, actually, when it comes to hospitality and tourism, we are legions ahead. And that's because we've had to put in the extra effort to make people come here, because realistically, you know, for want of a better phrase, they were worried about getting blown up.
Heidi, what about the future then? We still have work to do, though. We're not getting the tourism figures, really, that we had hoped to get.
Well, we are still battling against that those 4 decades plus of bad news, and some people will never cross that border from the south or never come here from overseas because they don't think that we have moved on. So surveys like this are all to the good. Rory McIlroy and G Mac and even Darren Clark giving good feedback overseas is all to the good as well. So there's a lot to be said for galvanising that community spirit, selling us overseas and being proud of what we can achieve here. And I think the bottom line is that we are a geographically beautiful country. You can go for a walk or get in the car or take a bus, and within 30 minutes you're at a beach, you're near a mountain, you're at a lake. I mean, you just don't get that in other parts of the UK, I believe, or even the world. So
that's not what makes it friendly. I mean, there's countries all over the planet that have amazing scenery and fantastic culture and you know, wonderful places to visit. That's not what makes us friendly.
But they haven't gone through. We have gone through.
It's the fact that we have gone through a ridiculous amount of trauma and come out the other end and had to hold hands and go, do you know what? Let's get on with this. Let's actually enjoy our lives for once. Apart from that, 1.8 million people. I mean, there are several millions in cities across the UK. We are such a tiny, tiny place with a tiny amount of people. Of course we're going to be friendly. We know everyone.
Yeah, but that can go the other way as well.
Yeah, we're very good at being friendly to others, but maybe not always to each other.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I do think there's a lot going on here. I mean, I know Belfast better than any other part of Northern Ireland just because I live here, but it is a city of festivals. The restaurant week's coming up. You know, everyone goes pours into the city centre these days. And you, it wasn't so long ago, and it was in our youth, that there was a ring of steel around the city centre, and it was a no-go area after dark. And there's a whole generation of young adults who just did not experience that, and which is fantastic. But we do, the older generations remember it, and we sort of...
But I don't feel that people back then were less friendly than they are today.
We were friendly for different reasons, Tina.
Didn't get out as much.
We were friendly for different reasons. We had to have house parties in the 70s. That was our entertainment. Sort of like Abigail's party to society. But now we can go in and we can be more sophisticated and cosmopolitan and have all these different restaurants with gorgeous food, which just didn't happen in the olden days.
Heidi and Tina, thanks a million. Feeling a bit sorry this morning for West Midlands. They're deemed the least sociable in the UK.